1. Begin transmission.
You know what that sound means? If you're hearing that music, you know that I am out of the house. It's 1930 UTC, the time that it always is, which is the time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe Saint-Dieu-Unhaiduc. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I have just gotten out of my car here at Herrenhaven. Because, once again, we're having a strangely warm day. It is absolutely clear skies, no clouds at all. You got the sun beating down on me and no wind. I would estimate that it's over 50 degrees Fahrenheit, call it 52. And let's just say that that's 11 degrees Celsius. What was that? I heard something moving over there. I'm walking up the access road to the Mulhall's property to look out over here to see if there's any dudes looking for matis on a strangely warm day here at the end of the year. Will today be the last trip to Herrenhaven this year? Well, it might. But I've been saying that for months now. I had no idea the weather was going to be so wacky. I am apparently the only person here. Mine is the only car in the parking lot. So that's good. Maybe we'll see some dudes. Driving over here, I was hoping to see some turkeys, but I did not see them. The other day when we were out here, when I was driving home, I saw three turkeys up there, you know, where we always see them. And I was like, yay, turkeys! So I was sort of hoping to see them out and about today, but I haven't seen them yet. Oy. I do have my back brace on today. I put it on just in case, just so I don't get messed up. But now I'm approaching the shed, looking for marmots under the shed. Don't see any in the side holes. Don't see any in the front holes. Okay, so if our Mati is under there, he's hiding. He's not coming out to see us today. I do see squirrels running around in various places. There's one in the tree above me. There's two over there in that tree on the other side of the dragonfly pond. Huh. Dragonfly pond is pretty much frozen over. It's been getting below freezing at night. And so we're getting some ice here at Herrenhaven. But it's not nearly cold enough to freeze the main pond, the main water. Because technically that water is flowing. Whereas the dragonfly pond, that water is completely static. So it's going to freeze faster. Okay, so what's going on in the forest? Not much. Squirrels spooking me, making me look left and right. Look at that squirrely go. Everything is brown. And I've still got my sunglasses on. Should I be taking these off? Probably not yet. Although suddenly I'm having some difficulty walking. Is this because of my back brace? Yeah, maybe. I'm just striding along a little bit slower than usual. My strides aren't quite as big. I'm taking little steps. little steps as I walk around in Herrenhaven in one of the last days of December. And I'm out here a little bit early. It's before noon local time, or actually it might be just about noon by about now. I left early because today's football game, don't forget we are in the big football week, the biggest football week of the year. My football game is on in a couple hours. So I thought, well, you know, since I got time and it seems to be so nice outside, maybe I'll go outside before the game. So here we are walking through the cut. God, there's just squirrels everywhere. Squirrels everywhere. Ooh, and I almost tripped over a log. And as I look out over the Mulhall's property, yeah, there's no dudes. Not from this angle either. Okay, what was I talking about? Squirrels? There's a lot of squirrels out here today. Oh yeah. I am missing some interesting stuff though. Apparently the channel that airs the football games didn't have enough programming, so they're showing 1 hour specials of the best goals of the season going back to like 2012-2013. And I did watch a little bit of that, and I remember seeing some of those goals when they happened. But I thought, no, I don't need to watch this. I can go out to Herrenhaven. And here I am now approaching the sub pond, which is almost completely iced over now. The ice is not very thick, though. This is not ice we can go out on. But I'm looking around for scratties. I don't see any. There's more squirrels over there. Jeez. So yeah, there's no ducks or geese back here or anything either because of the ice. So let's head out to the boardwalk. We'll have all open water out here. Because this is the main flowing area. The water comes in from the spring corner and the delta corner. And it flows all the way across to the weir, out the weir, and into the creek. And I'm stepping onto the boardwalk now. Walking out over the water. What do we have out here today? Well, we got a little bit of ice. Just a little skin of ice in some of the shadier parts. Okay, so I'm going to walk over the water here and turn back to face the reeds. Looking for scratties in the reeds. I don't see any right now. And I'm thinking, do I want to go all the way out on the boardwalk? Oh, what the heck. We might as well. Looks like there's a couple of geese over there. Oh yeah, I think I see a couple more. Sort of hiding. There's a very, very thin skin of ice in some of these places, but over here, once we get out to this part of the boardwalk, we got open water. Open water over the channel. There's a deep channel that runs over from the main area out to the weir. It's at least 10 feet or 12 feet deep. Yeah, and here's some goosers out here. Here's half a dozen geese. Oh, and a few mallards out here near the end of the boardwalk. Oh, they look so nice. But they're swimming away. They do not want to talk to me. So there will be no goose interviews today. And as I... Oh, there's a muskrat. There's our muskrat right at the end of the... at the boardwalk. He's swimming away from me. He's swimming out towards the geysers. Oh, and he dives. Wow, and he's looking really big too, that muskrat. And now that I'm out here a ways, I can see all the rest of the pond, and yeah, there's tons and tons of geese out here. Oh, and our muskrat resurfaced. Oh, and he dove again. He's out there a little bit further. I don't know where he's going. Muskrats usually like to go the other direction. Yeah, we got a few hundred geese out here again today. It's a goose way station. They're on their way to somewhere. And they like to stop here overnight. That's our goosers. I'm looking for my Scratty. I don't see him anywhere. He's hiding. Alright, I'm going to turn around. There he is. He surfaced. He's way out there now. He's just swimming around. It doesn't look like he's going anywhere or doing anything. He's just scratting it up. Alright, now I really am turning around. Gonna walk back down the boardwalk here. That was a nice scratty. I'm glad we got to see our scrat, if only briefly. He's looking pretty big. Kinda chubby. Kinda like he's got all his winter fat keeping him warm. All my winter fat is being squeezed by my back brace. Although it doesn't hurt to walk anymore. Okay, so we broke through that pain barrier. Hooray. Hooray. Now, as I approach the end of the boardwalk, I'm going to walk real slow and look into the reeds, into the cattail reeds, into this area where there's a whole bunch that have been chopped down because scratties have been eating them. This is a scratty area. But I'm not seeing any scrats today. And not in here anyway. Alright, so let's head off the boardwalk here. Get out of that slight breeze. Back into the forest. Gotta find some dudes. Gotta find some more dudes. One scrat. That's the official count. One scratty. He was kind of big. Kind of chubby. Alright, so here we are back at the sub pond. Just gonna pause real quick and check the edges for scrats. Do not see any scrats. Alright, so let's walk around here and we'll cross over the land bridge. Yeah, the squirrels are spooking me every 10 seconds. They're nice and still and well camouflaged in the leaves. Plus, I still got my sunglasses on. Then I get close enough, then they move, and then I go, ah, what was that? Oh, it's squirrely. It keeps happening. Over and over. Alright, walking across the land bridge. Oh, and it looks like the billabong is mostly skinned over with a very thin layer of ice. Oh, I'm sure it's much less than a quarter inch thick or about 5 millimeters. It's some thin ice. Probably too thin for a goose to even walk on it. Oh, but still, I'm amazed. Here we are, the end of the year. It's supposedly winter. But we're walking around in Heron Haven. Like it's nothing. Everything's brown, though. There's no leaves. I can hear things running around in leaves. I can hear... What is that? There's something going on over there. So it must be squirrels chasing. Yep, there's a squirrel. Some squirrels are chasing each other around, creating quite a racket. Chasing each other in the leaves, tearing it up. Alright, I've walked into the wall blind. And there's nobody back here. No ducks, no geese. And I'm scanning the rim of the pond of the billabong. And I'm checking the logs for Scratties, but no Scratties back here. No Scrats back here right now. So I think I'm just going to keep on moving. Just going to keep walking. Go out of the blind here and we'll walk around Frog Harbor. I'm looking down into there. It's mostly skinned over with ice, but still some open water here and there. Oh, what's that? I see ripples. Oh, it's a duck. There's a duck in one of the open parts. It's a male mallard. There's probably a female back there hiding in the under there too somewhere. I can't see her. She's too well camouflaged. Oh, squirrels running around to my right. I hear you, squirrely. What's going on over to my left? Nothing much. I can see up onto the ridge. I'm looking for deer. Because sometimes deer like to hide up there. Turkeys like to hide up there too. My turkeys might be up there. Where's my turkeys? Not seeing much of anything going on up there though. And that's okay. That's okay. Alright, wait. I heard something up there. Who knows? Is there something back there or not? Can't tell. I don't think so. Or at least that's what I'm going to tell myself. Oh, yada. Walking along. Singing my song. Looking for dudes. Oh, I hear ducky quacks. Quack, 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 quack. I hear ducky quacks. Oh, let's go check it out. I'm approaching the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Yep, and wow, we got some action in here. We got geese. We got ducks. We got geese and ducks. Geez, there's at least 2 dozen geese, at least 1 dozen ducks. And they look like they're all mallards from here. Let's give them a quack. I quack you, quacky buddies. I say hi to all my ducky friends. Yes, I do. Gonna give them another couple quacks. Yeah, I got a goose response. A goose honked back at me. Or maybe he was honking at somebody else. I like to think that he was honking back at me, saying hi. He says, "Hi, Tob, I saw you in here a couple days ago." And I say, "Yeah, I likes to hang out here a lot." All right, let's head down to the big blind. And we'll look out over the main water. And we're going to have lots of geezers out there today. Yeah, I can already see boatloads of them. I'm not even in there yet. Into the big blind we go. Oh my goodness, and we got tons of geezers right here, right in front of the blind. They're kind of swimming away, they're spooked. And we got some geezers standing on the tree that has fallen here in front of the blind, and then over there on the new log, we've got about 20 geezers just standing there, mostly on 1 foot. We got geese standing on logs. We've got ducks sitting on logs everywhere. Honk, honk, honk. They're honking. I hear quacks. There's 12 geese on Goose Island just hanging out. A lot of geese just swimming around Goose Island. There's at least 50 geese in the delta just hanging out, flapping their wings. And geese all around the easternmost rim of the pond. Everybody just hanging out. And there's a couple ducks chasing each other around. It's all a hoot. Let's give them a quack. Honk, honk, quack. Honkity quacks. I hear quacks, I hear honks. I like to give them the quacks. Saying hi to my quacky buddies. I'm also looking around for other dudes. Like herons. I don't see any. I'm checking all the traditional places. It looks like it's another all goose and duck day here at Heron Haven. I'm kind of wondering if I'm going to see that muskrat swim around the corner. Where did that muskrat go? He was swimming in this direction. Oh, there's some good quacks. I don't know if you could hear that. Quack, 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 quack. But when the muskrats are around here, they like to hang out over there where those ducks are. They like to swim around over there. I'm just trying to get some more quacks out of these ducks. I want to hear them say quacky stuff. There's some kind of ducky confrontation going on over there. A couple ducks chasing each other around and splashing a lot. Splashy, splashy. Splashy, splashy. It's a duck chase. Oy. Well, I see a goose chase way out there too. And being as those are wild geese, that is in fact a wild goose chase. There's some more good quacks. Quack, 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 quack. Ugh. Such a bunch of silly goosers and ducksors. But they're having fun. Not all mallards. I'm seeing some weird ducks over there. There's a duck I do not recognize. Oh. But I think I'm going to turn around. And exit. The big blind. I'm going to go up these stairs and I'm going to go through the loop. We're taking the loop path today, people. I can hear more quacks down there. Quack, 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 quack. Quacky ducks. Acting so quacky. Oi. Oi. Now my knee's acting up a little bit. That'll go away in a second. And once we get up to about this part of the loop path, and since there's no leaves on the trees at this time of year, I can see down into the lake and all the goosers. Yeah, there's at least 300 geese out here again today. Probably at least 100 ducks. 100 duckies. And we're about to approach the area where we can look down into the ravine. I bet my turkeys are down there. Let's see if we can see anything down there. Wow, with all the leaves gone, I can pretty much see most of the floor of the ravine. I don't see anything though. Not that you really would be able to. With good animal camouflage, you could sit down there all day and nobody would see you. There could be turkeys hiding in those shadows over there. Or in those shadows over there. You know what's going to be funny is I'll be driving home here in about 10 minutes and I'll see that whole flock of turkeys right up the road. They'll be standing next to the street waving at me. Hi. Hi, Tobe. We're turkeys. Hi, turkeys. Turkeys are my buddies. Such a wacky bird. All right, we're at the top of the loop. And I'm just looking around here real quick. Make sure there's no turkeys hiding up there. Oh, there's a black squirrel in a tree. Hi, dude. That's the first black squirrel out of the 20 red squirrels I've seen today. Gonna walk by this marmot den real slowly. No, that is not in use. Where's our Matis? On a warm day like today, I thought we would run into some marmots today, but apparently not. So here I am, just walking down the hill. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. And at one point in time, I'm willing to bet that this path I'm walking on used to be a farm road, because that goes right up towards Old Maple Road. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but if you were here, you would understand. Okay, so back to standing on the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Geese and ducks just eating. Give them a couple quacks. And we'll keep on walking. Oh. Yeah, I think I'm going to go home. I think I might get in the bathtub. Get in the bathtub for a while. Soak in some hot water. Maybe drink some tea. And then watch my game. How will I have time to be in the bathtub? Yeah, I should. I'm doing the math in my head. That'll be something to do. I am moving a little bit freer now. That's good. That's why we do like to come outside, just so we can walk around, get some exercise, get limbered up. Yeah, I'm feeling more limber. I'm feeling less tense in my back. And my knee finally popped, and so that's back to normal. Hooray! Feeling pretty good today. Or at least, you know, not dying, so that's good. Oh, yeah. All right. We're about to pop out of the back 40 here. We'll be walking across the land bridge. Let's see if we've got any scratties doing anything. Doot, doot, doot. All right. Sub pond. We'll take a rest right here. This is where the scratties like to be, but I don't see any right now. Okay, checking out the billabong. No billabong action. No dudes. Alright. Well, I guess this means that we can start heading out. I'm back on the main path, and I'm starting to work my way back out of here, back to the front, back to the building. Oh, it's been a good day. We got plenty of good exercise. We saw a lot of ducks, gave them some quacks, saw a lot of geese. And we saw a big scratty. And I like scratties. Kind of surprised we're not seeing any marmots, but if we saw marmots every day, it wouldn't be a big deal when we spotted them. But anyway, all you really need to know is that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go home, drink some tea, and watch some football, so I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Oh, this スイズ DJ クーマタ、ウェルカムトゥーマイヨノンラジオショー。